Prince George Global Logistics Park Inc. is looking to expand its light industrial park, located on Boundary Road. On Monday, City Council approved the first two readings of a bylaw to rezone an 89.4-hectare parcel of vacant agricultural and forestry land immediately north of the existing industrial park development. In 2008, the Agricultural Land Reserve approved removing a total of 560 ha. From the Agricultural Land Reserve to facilitate the Airport Light Industrial Park, City Director of Planning and Development Deanna Wozniak wrote in a report to Council. A consultant's report on the riparian areas and watercourses on the land, including Zogas Creek, found that none of the streams on the land were fish-bearing, or contributed to fish habitat. But the consultant has recommended that we protect it from development, Wozniak said during Monday's meeting. The proposed rezoning includes strips on land along each watercourse designated as greenbelt, to protect the watercourses, she said. If the rezoning is successful, the land would likely be further subdivided to facilitate light industrial uses such as warehouses, Wozniak said. It wouldn't be any heavy industrial uses, she added. Final reading of the rezoning bylaw will be withheld until the applicant submits a traffic impact study, servicing brief and registers a covenant prohibiting the development of a wrecking yard within 200 meters of Boundary Road. Countdown. Garth Frizzle said he doesn't anticipate the traffic impact study will raise any concerns about the proposed rezoning. We have such tremendous capacity up there, he said. Inland Kenworth Planning Warehouse. In a separate matter, City Council approved third reading of an official community plan amendment and rezoning bylaw to facilitate a warehouse development at 7370 Boundary Avenue and 919 Talcheco RD. In the Light Industrial Park. The approval came, following a public hearing on Monday night which saw no input from the public. Inland Kenworth Limited owns the vacant parcels, which are a combined 2.6 hectares, in size. The company is seeking to change the zoning from service commercial to light industrial. Final reading of the bylaws will be withheld until the city receives a servicing briefing from the applicant. I do want to say that investment into corridor has been a priority for council, Kaun. Kyle Sampson said. It's a great opportunity to bring new investment into our city.